Yo, it's effective immediately. I'm DJ Head.
What up, world? It's your favorite homegirl, Gina Views.
The favorite homegirl, Gina Views. We are back, and we have to talk about this Not Like Us video. People been on my ass about not saying anything, but we have a platform.
Yes.
And I want to talk about it on our platform.
Yeah, we don't do no more low-budget tweeting.
Damn, that's what you talk. That's what you, that was a sub?
Yeah, because you was doing, you had Twitter fingers this whole beef. I was so happy you got a show on SiriusXM. Shout out to Hip Hop Nation.
Yes. but no, the video was fire, okay? One thing that stood out to me was the reincarnation of Tommy the Clown and the Clown Dancers.
Yeah.
I thought that was a super dope incorporation into the video. Also, shout out to Tams, 40% up, okay?
Yeah.
Did you
see how they painted the building too?
I did see that.
Not Like Us.
I saw the homie Hitter J3 say they got sponsored by Tams. I don't no idea what that means, but
that means chili cheese fries with pastrami and peppers for the rest of the life.
Oh yeah, that's it.
Forever.
The Not Like Us video though, definitely historic. I think it was like 12 million views in the first few days.
Yeah. It's at 44 million right now and counting.
Crazy.
But you want to know what's crazier? Everybody going all crazy about the Not Like Us video.
Yes.
My favorite part is the introduction. Once I seen the introduction and he cut it off.
Oh, the snippet.
The snippet. I didn't care about the rest of the video. I wanted to hear the... So he says on the song, I'm reincarnated.
Yes.
I think we're about to get a different version of Kendrick Lamar. We got Kendrick rapping on Mustard Beats. Now we got Kendrick rapping. So y'all don't know, before the mics came on, we was going back and forth trying to find out where this sample was from. And I was not letting up until I figured out what does that snippet sound like.
And what does it sound like to you?
It's Kafani featuring Keith the Sneak. Mm-hmm. Like a NASCAR.
Oh, fast.
Fast like a NASCAR, NASCAR, NASCAR. That was a hit when I was in middle school. Everybody was crumping to it and everything. Like, that was like a big thing.
Yes. So the sample actually comes from When I Hear Music, Debbie Deb. It's mm-hmm. from 1983.
Yeah.
And there's a dope breakdown on the Reddit threads that were flaming me for not knowing who Kendrick. They were flaming me throughout the whole process. But now they have some worthwhile content on the Reddit threads, the Kendrick Lamar Reddit subreddit. And I'll play it for you. Here it is.
Looking for the broccoli, high key, keep a horn on me, that could my CIP, ownership, the blueprint is by me, Mr. Get Off, I get off at my feet.
So there's one piece that's missing out of that, and that's this stab right here.
Hey.
So.
We getting the new version of Kendrick, man.
Yes.
This is beautiful. This is some real West Coast shit right here. Yes. I love it. He's showing love to the Bay.
Yes.
You think the Bay gonna let you disrespect Pac, nigga? I think that Oakland show gonna be your last stop, nigga. Yeah. Shout out to Dot. He bringing the West back. Everybody dropping. It's a beautiful time right now.
Yeah, man. If you haven't went down a wormhole, there's a whole bunch of think pieces on YouTube right now about the Not Like Us video. How many push-ups he did in the cell. There's another think piece about how many people that were standing behind Dot when he said, say Drake.
And these are the things that doesn't make it fun anymore. Because yes. I haven't seen people saying that he was he was clowning Drake with Tommy the Clown because everybody's faces are painted and they're trying to say that, like, the whole blackface narrative.
I saw the shipping container thing about exploitation of black culture because they were dancing inside the shipping container. All the shipping containers were white. It's like a whole thing.
But you want to know what I actually want to know? And I think that this will be revealed. I don't know when, but I think it's going to be revealed. Remember when he's sitting in that room? There's a picture behind him that's turned around.
Yeah.
I don't think that was just a coincidence. I think there's something on that picture. You want to know what else was crazy, though?
I don't have a comment on that.
You know what's on the picture?
I said I don't have a comment on that.
Hey, I know what's on the picture. Some shit on that picture. What's on the canvas? Okay, look. What else was crazy? Do you remember the part of the video where it's... they're in a I don't want to say it's a garage, but it's like a big black space.
Yes.
And then one of the people that's behind Kendrick Lamar gets snatched away.
It's a Scary Hour reference.
It's a Scary Hour reference.
Yeah.
It's fucking beautiful. I love shit like that. You know I'm a horror movie fanatic.
Yes.
So Easter eggs are something that these horror film directors, you know, they plant in these movies and stuff like that. Disney does it as well. Marvel does it as well. But Kendrick Lamar is a genius.
Hey, man, I'm not going to refute that claim. You know what I'm saying? We got more to come. Coming up, Blast Offset, that Risk Taker's coming up. And we got to talk about that Pandora playback I had with Blast. It's right after this. It's effective immediately on Hip Hop Nation. Yo, it's effective immediately. I'm DJ Head.
I'm Gina Views.
All right, now, I want to shout out to the homie Blast. Okay, we had Pandora playback this week that I hosted. And Blast pulled up, played some exclusives off the album. Mm-hmm. I'll Always Come Find You is coming out. The track list has been released. And there was a couple of songs that we played during the Pandora playback. Mind you, nobody had ever heard this album before. Right. Not even me. Normally, you know, Blast had me come to the studio. I was waiting. I wanted to hear it with the live audience, with y'all. Mm-hmm. What were your first thoughts?
My first thought, so I'm glad because one of the questions that you asked was why the title of the project, and then he explained it and he even broke down the whole, you know, the reason for all the other titles or whatever. All I gotta say is really for real, I ain't heard one bad Blast song.
For real.
I don't want anybody to refer to this project as an album, an LP, an EP, mixtape. This is a masterpiece.
A masterpiece. I saw you tweet that.
Yeah, this is a masterpiece. And I honestly feel like this is Blast's best body of work.
I think what's dope to me is, like, he broke it up into four acts. I don't necessarily know because I haven't heard the whole album in its entirety yet, right now. But it's broken up to four acts. What I like is the Latin incorporation. He had a song with Fade on there.
Yeah.
And an exclusive. He told us exclusively here on Effective Immediately and Pandora and SiriusXM that he's adding a remix with Becky G.
Mm.
So shout out to Becky G and Faye. There's a remix coming to that Rewind song he dropped. Yeah. Got a real Latin vibe, so it makes sense for Becky G to be put on that.
That's amazing. He did something there's a song for every fan.
Yeah.
There's a song for his day one fans. There's a song for his fans that he got when he became mainstream.
Yep.
And then there's songs for the future people, you know, the future fans. So
there's a song called How Many and a song called Bad Idea that go crazy on this album. Okay, I'm gonna just put it out there right now. Yep. Those are the ones that DJs are gonna be playing.
What's the bitty one?
That's
the one that had me shaking my ass.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
That one is.
Blast did that.
That one is called Bad Idea.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah. So Blast got something. You're right. That's a great point. He has something for every fan.
Every fan. And he had even mentioned when you guys were talking during the sit down, he said that he didn't want to disappoint his old fans, mm-hmm. but he also wanted to please the new ones.
Yeah.
So he's doing something new, but it's great.
Yeah. All right. Well, we got some IDK and some Gunna coming up right after this. Four Bats. It's effective immediately on Hip Hop Nation. Yo, welcome back to Effective Immediately. I'm DJ Head.
It's your favorite homegirl, Gina Views.
All right, now, I'm from Carson, California. One of my brothers, from Delamo specifically, his name is Ab Soul. He had Twitter fingers in the middle of the night one night, and the reason I found out is because...
Top of the morning.
People started tweeting me, yo, your presence is being requested. Yo, Soul is on live. He's asking for you.
They needed you at the front of the congregation.
So, yeah. So, I'm being hailed to the front of the congregation, and I'm like reading the tweets. I'm like, what the fuck? So then I go look at my Instagram, and Ab Soul just ended his Instagram live, and he hops on Twitter.
Okay.
And then I start seeing the tweets, and I was like, yeah, I'm not getting involved in this shit right now. I can't do it again.
So one of the tweets he got off was that if Drake is the MC, I imagine he can be. Redemption is not off the table. Mm-hmm. Redemption's on your mind when I say that. You know that song?
Yeah. I think one of the tweets that stood out to me was, before my rant gets out of context, he could never fuck with the gang them on some rap shit. That was never a question. Now, he said this at the end of his rant. Like,
because it was already taken out of context.
Right. But before my rant gets out of context, nigga, it's already too late.
It's already too late because you say redemption.
Yeah.
And then he also said this was not a rap battle. This was a scripture.
I'm going to tell you why I appreciate this. It's because a lot of people don't get to see this side of Ab Soul.
Yeah.
People don't really get to, like, he don't let people know how he feel on mm-hmm. the inside. And so he probably was a little tipsy. You know what I'm saying? Had a little couple.
What you think he was off of, though?
Dark.
Okay. I was thinking tequila. He was probably off that Hennabito.
He's probably on some dark. I'm going to ask him. But, Soul's my brother. We over a decade in, almost 20 in. And, you know, I like to see him expressing himself, even if it's not in ways that's desirable to certain people.
Well, this isn't bad to me. And I feel like as of now, where we are, when did the battle start, in May?
I don't remember. I last think 3 months is blur for me.
It's given 2020.
Okay.
So it almost seems like people are scared to be fans of Drake.
Yeah.
I'm a Drake fan.
I like Drake.
And
I like Drake's music.
You have to be an honest Drake fan, though. And, you know, you have to be able to admit that he was defeated. And I think that this is Absol saying that he believes in Drake, and redemption is, you know, he can redeem himself. However, they can't fuck with gang in them.
Right. Right. And
To
be honest with you, that's what I've been saying. The whole time I'm like, I don't know this man personally. Like, yeah. I don't have nothing against Drake. And yes, I remember Jeremy brought that up on The Bigger Picture about me saying, like, Drake is top five. And all those things are true.
Drake is top five.
But you still can't fuck with him.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it's cool. Yeah. Like, we good. But when you come over here playing, it's not the same thing. This ain't that. Mm-hmm. So that's all I was saying, which I agree with. That's a good point. But shout out to Absol.
Shout out to Absol. Shout out to Drake. Do you think that he can redeem himself, though?
Yeah. I think he need to relax. Keep it real. Like, he needs to relax. Yeah. Like, he's doing a lot of trolling online still. He's still saying slick shit. He out taking pictures with Big Glow. And I just want him to just be like, just listen, bro. We still going to fuck with you. We still going to play your music up here, yeah, at the radio station. All of that. But you just, it doesn't seem like you have completely accepted the reality of the situation.
Yeah.
And I don't know if he has people around him that's telling him the truth.
I think Drake is burnt out. I remember people used to say back in the day, how many metaphors and similes can Lil Wayne come up with? You know, so it's like Drake has done so much flex rap and so much flex music. It's like, how much more are you going to flex on a nigga from Compton that don't give a fuck about none of that?
None of that.
And he also...
he was eating French fries and sitting inside of a $300,000...
at Tam.
Yeah.
So it's like, also, Drake didn't strategize well with the whole battle, you know?
Right.
He kept begging Kendrick Lamar to respond. Well, we always begging Kendrick to respond, because I'm like, where the fuck is this response
at? I wasn't
at?
Begging him to respond.
I knew what time it was. I'm always begging niggas to rap. So I was begging for it. And I remember Drake kept saying, like, well, what's going on? Where you at? You in that little apartment? He not knowing that Kendrick cooking up. He letting Drake get all that shit off.
Get all it off.
So that's why I feel like he was the poor. He did a poor job of strategizing this whole situation. Even the way we seen when Family Matters dropped, and here Kendrick come 3 minutes later. It didn't matter that Drake shot that long ass video. And Family Matters
three different beats.
all the props he had in that motherfucker. Yeah. Like everything that Drake did.
He went and got Pharrell shit out the safe and put it on the old Asian man. Like.
And then here Kendrick come. That part of the battle for Drake doesn't even matter because Kendrick Lamar's strategy was so much better than his.
Yeah.
Now, had it lived long enough, then we probably would be, you know, saying something different. But Kendrick just whooped his ass in strategy.
Yeah.
And then you came with that sinister. Boy, we ain't even about to get into the way that he was talking to that man's daughter. I don't even think people realize how he changed the tone per family member.
Yeah. No, it's different.
He changed his tone per family member.
It's different.
And Drake over here is spinning a G-Unit chain. You know, like, but that's why I feel like as fans, we were probably all, not all of them, because a lot of Drake fans are very, very unrealistic. Yeah. But as fans, it's like, nigga, what are you doing? Yeah. Like, you get what I'm saying? It's like, what are you doing? You're better than this. So I believe, like Absol said, he can redeem himself.
He can. Just make your slaps, bro. But go away for a second. Make people like Gina Views and everybody miss you. Come back with a banger, nah. and we all gonna fuck with it.
You better rap, nigga.
No, do
rap,
not,
nigga.
Do not listen to Gina.
Rap, nigga.
Make a song. Do another Camila Cabello.
Call Sue Surf.
Oh my God.
Go get Arsenal.
No.
And write some disrespectful shit.
No.
And I don't want to hear him talking to in Crody.
No, don't do that. Anyway, speaking of which, Central C's coming right now. Also, that 310 baby who should have been on that XXL freshman cover right after this. It's effective immediately on Hip Hop Nation. Yo, it's effective immediately. I'm DJ Head.
What up, world? It's your favorite homegirl, Gina Views.
That was that Roddy Ricch 911. Been telling you about that record. And for the record, Mustard did not produce 911. That was the homie 30 Rock, who also did The Box for Roddy Ricch.
Shout out to 30 Rock.
And quiet as kept, I heard they got some more stuff coming. But speaking of Mustard, YG, who else has dropped? Roddy, Ty Dolla $ign, I heard, is supposed to be dropping something soon. But YG just dropped Stupid, featuring Babyface Ray and Lil Yachty.
I just put an X on my ex bitch, Stupid.
I take it you like the song, the video.
I love it.
What? Okay, now there's been controversy about this Lil Yachty teaming up with YG, who Drake shouted out. Okay,
and
so
Yachty is Drake man. So and then YG is Kendrick man's, and now Yachty coming to the West Coast.
Yachty at the party.
Yachty at the party. Yachty said, "Oh no, Babyface Ray said I'm in Bompton." Okay, but he in Bompton too.
Yachty came to the party.
Mm-hmm.
He's on the YG single.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not a fan of Yachty's verse.
Yeah.
And this has nothing to do with the beef or the battle or none of that shit like that. It's just I'm like good music. And a lot of people were saying, like, he's rapping like Blue Bucks Clan. He's rapping like Draco the Ruler, rest in peace. I understand what Yachty was doing. Like, he's doing the flow and the kind of thing. It just wasn't for me.
I did see those narratives on Black Twitter.
Black Twitter.
Black Twitter. Black X. Black X is crazy. Yeah. I just put an X on my X, bitch, Stupid. But I appreciated Yachty's flow on there. And I'm actually not a Yachty fan.
Me either.
I'm not a Yachty fan at all, but I liked what he did on there.
Because I remember when we went to the studio, this was like months ago, mm-hmm. when YG first had us at the studio, and he played it, you immediately liked this shit.
Yeah.
Like, you was on it from, like, oh, no, this is hard. Like,
yeah,
you,
yeah, yeah. But I liked YG's crossover with artists from other regions.
Me too.
So, in my mind, if I would have heard the beat first, I would have told him, like, oh, throw Joe and RJ on there or something like that. Do some West Coast shit. This is for Just Read Up 3. I like that he's crossing over and he's getting artists from other regions. So, yeah. That's why I fucked with it.
I wanted him to put somebody from the Bay on it.
I can see that.
Just you know, I'm always an advocate for whenever the Bay and LA really click up.
Yeah.
I think it goes stupid.
Stupid. But the last song that he released, he did have Stunna Girl on there.
Yeah, I know. So. But I'm just saying, I think that that collaboration that we get on some California shit, I think is mm-hmm. always a good look, no matter who does it. It can be 40 and, you know, Blast. It don't matter who do it. I think it's always a good look for mm-hmm. us. Now, I did like Babyface Ray on this song. Mm-hmm. I feel like Babyface Ray is a sleeper. Like, people ain't really up on Babyface Ray like that yet. But dude is a real, I heard 3-4 songs last year, I think, of Babyface Ray, and I was like, oh yeah, this dude hard.
Yeah, we was talking about Easter eggs earlier. I don't even think people peeped the Honey Pack diss. Yachty said he fucks off the Honey Pack.
Yeah,
that's muted, and YG Cherry Bomb mm-hmm. is shown in the video.
Yeah.
It's a little Honey Pack killer going on.
Hey, speaking of which, YG tried to give me some Cherry Bomb. I'm not fucking with that shit.
Why?
Because it's I get it. It's all natural and all that. I just don't know. Like, I don't really know when I'm going to, like, engage with women like that. Mm. So it kind of got, like, mine be real spur of the moment. Like,
you
want to have sex with me? Oh, that's crazy. All right, let's do it.
You got to keep that motherfucker in your wallet next to the condom.
Well, you don't keep it in the wallet.
Where you keep it at? Under the pillow? Oh, you a freaky ass nigga. You just got your condoms in it.
Hey, no.
What's coming up next? Before this turned into an episode of Whole Fashions.
Yeah. Yo, shout out to our homegirl from Houston, Ken the Man. It's that BDK. It's Hip Hop Nation, effective immediately. Yo, it's effective immediately. I'm DJ Head.
What up, bro? This your favorite homegirl, Gina Views.
All right. One of the best rapper producers of all time. Apparently told someone, I don't want to say who he told, that he wasn't going to rap anymore, Rich the Kid, and he's going to retire. Do you have any feelings or thothoughts about Kanye West, a.k.a. Ye, a.k.a. Yeezy, Yeezus, retiring from rap?
I'm not mad at it just because Kanye has done so much in the hip-hop culture. He's given us two classic albums, my favorite albums from him.
Two?
Those are my two classics.
Which two?
Graduation and College Dropout.
So Late Registration, though?
Oh, Late Registration. What,
so three or two?
Oh, and My Dark Twisted Fantasy.
My Beautiful
shit.
Dark Twisted Fantasy?
Yeah, 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 yeah. Well, you see? Yeah, he can go hang the jersey, yeah.
So you're not tripping?
I'm not tripping.
I actually do want Ye to duck off a little bit.
I like what he's doing with fashion.
Mm-hmm.
And he just released I don't know if it's out yet, but there was like a prototype that came out of Cybercar
yeah.
that he's releasing. So I'm not mad at that. I think he's done enough. It's time for us to let our legends rest and stop making them perform at these damn festivals where don't nobody know their music.
Don't know their music.
Yeah, you got Busta Rhymes yelling at the crowd because ain't nobody standing up. You know, so
no, I agree with you.
I think we should allow our legends to rest. Why is LeBron still playing basketball?
I mean, you know? LeBron is a generational. I mean, what you mean?
He needs to rest though.
Okay, so in the interest of time, though, I think that Ye should go ahead and sit down for a second. I think he would be dope as like a pop out on features, kind of like how Wayne we'd be doing.
Yeah.
But Ye is a little different than Wayne because he's more esoteric, right? And I think that because he's so, she's looking. Don't look it up.
I'm not looking up esoteric. I'm looking up when did Jesus Walks come out? What year did that? Because we're in 2024. He can go sit his ass down.
Yeah, okay.
He can go sit his ass down.
All right. So we'll be back right after this with Word of the Day. Let's get into it. It's T Grizzly, Swear to God, right here. It's Effective Immediately on Hip Hop Nation. Yo, it's Effective Immediately. I'm DJ Head.
What up, bro? This your favorite homegirl, Gina Views.
Word of the Day time, Gina Views. Apparently, I use words for no reason, big words. And so I used the word earlier in the show. The word was esoteric. Are you familiar with this word?
I'm not familiar with esoteric.
What do you think it means?
It sounds like a dinosaur.
What kind of dinosaur? A big one, small one, a flying one, a swimming one?
I don't know my dinosaurs. A skinny one. A little skinny little motherfucker.
A little skinny esoteric.
Use it in a sentence. Let me see if I can guess what it means.
Kanye is esoteric.
Use it in another sentence. That was very vague.
Ye is esoteric.
That was vague.
Jesus.
That's what I'm saying. The nigga done changed his name so many times, and we talking about why should he retire.
He's esoteric.
He done lived through too many Ye eras.
Okay. Intended for or likely to be understood by only a small number of people with a specialized knowledge or interest.
What's the synonym?
Eclectic.
The stupid smart motherfucker. Give me another synonym.
Sagacious.
Spell esoteric.
ESOTERIC.
Oh, you wasn't playing. Abstract.
Yeah, abstract. Obtuse.
Complex.
Mm-hmm.
Complicated.
Mm-hmm.
Involved. Mysterious.
Mm-hmm.
Magical.
I don't agree with that.
Secret.
Okay.
Private.
Are you done?
Puzzling. I'm just giving you examples of words you could have used.
You want me to say that Ye is puzzling? Being the fact that he is... Never mind. That was going to go a whole nother way. But anyway... that's your word of the day, ladies and gentlemen. Gina Views, goddammit.
DJ Hag, the esoteric nigga.
Let's get into this Flo Milli right here. It's called Never Lose Me. It's Hip Hop Nation Effective Immediately. Yo, it's Effective Immediately. I'm DJ Hag.
I'm Gina Views.
Now, Gunna has been on a crazy run since he got out of jail under the circumstances that he got out. We're not here to discuss that. But what we are here to discuss is Gunna has been doing sold-out shows all over the place, okay? All over the United States of America, North America, and abroad as well. And people love Gunna.
Said Gunna was done. That's crazy.
Man, Gunna has been selling out. I mean, it ain't a ticket left.
And it's actually a bad time right now for tours. A lot of people's tours are not selling out.
They not. Gunna's is, okay? Yeah. Gunna's been sold out since he got out of prison.
I guess more people need to snitch, huh?
I don't know what she's talking about, but I will say this. There was a young white kid.
What circumstances were you talking about?
I have no idea.
Okay.
There was a young white kid who rushed the stage while Gunna was performing Fuck You Mean.
Mm-hmm.
And in true fashion, you know, like the security did what the security does. And it wasn't as bad as what I saw them do when somebody did that on 50 Cent's Final Lap Tour. Oh, he was in a bad way. It was a false count anywhere, no holds bar, hell in a cell match. When they rock, don't get on the stage if 50 is on stage. Okay?
Don't get on the stage.
50
when,
got real security.
When anybody's on stage.
But there's a conversation to be had though. In all seriousness, Dave Chappelle was here in LA. He did the Hollywood Bowl. Someone rushed the stage. Apparently he had a blade or something. Nobody knew. They fucked him up.
Mm-hmm.
Whooped his ass. Mm-hmm. Okay.
As they should.
It's Dave Chappelle's a goddamn national treasure.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Now, what should be happening to these people who rush the stage? Because a lot of times when these fans They get hyped. Travis Scott allows a lot of his fans to get on stage and stage dive and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. I've seen Jack Harlow, Schoolboy Q, allow people on stage with them to perform the song. They're super fans. They've been there all day at the front of the barricade, etc. And they climb up on stage. Now, a lot of times when they do this, they get escorted out of the concert or just kicked off and get sent to the back of the crowd.
Yeah.
Except in sports, if you run your ass on the court while LeBron James out there, they giving LeBron James a max contract year by year. You're not only are you banned, you're on the no-fly list. Like, you can't buy popcorn in the state of California, and they arrest your ass and take you to jail.
Yeah.
These fans aren't getting arrested. So what are your, like, what are we doing with these people, and why is it different?
I think that they should be fined. So I worked at an arena for about 4 to 5 years, and something like that can literally interrupt the run of show.
Yes.
I was ready to go home.
Oh, so that's why you think they should be in jail, because you want to go home.
Yeah. Lock them up, fine them, whatever. Ban them from going to other arenas. If you fight at the airport, you can't fly anymore.
Right.
You know, so there has to be some sort of penalty for people doing things like that, interrupting the show. Not only are you interrupting the run of show, but you're putting the artist at danger.
Facts.
And it's like you said, when I worked at Staples Center, I saw what would happen when fans run down on that court. They are ejected from the arena.
And you get arrested.
Yeah. You cannot come back in, and you're not allowed at any more, you know, shows or anything. It should be the same thing for rappers, for artists, for, you know, nobody should just, you can't walk in this building.
Right. I just think that maybe it's, I don't want to be that guy to be like, oh, it's a hip hop thing, and be like, they don't take our shit serious, because
they take us serious. It's just not, I don't think people, they just don't look at it the same way.
Do you think it's
LeBron
the same?
Is LeBron, or, you know, whoever else, Steph Curry, whoever else is playing, they work at that place. So I think in that instance, they're protecting an employee, versus when a rapper is on stage, there's just somebody who's visiting.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I think that's why they're not taking it as serious, but it should all be within, you know, taking the same way.
Well, let us know what you think, Hip Hop Nation. Tap in with us and let us know at effectiveimmediately.live or anywhere on socials. Let us know what you think. What should happen to people who rush the stage when these artists hit the stage and they're uninvited guests, I guess you could say. Right now is the homie Blast, Risk Taker. It's on your radio. Yo, it's Effective Immediately. I'm DJ Head.
I'm Gina Views.
Now, we got a new segment here. We want to highlight some new music each and every week, and we like to call this Immediate Slaps, because this is Effective Immediately. Shout out to our Avery. Shout out to our guy Avery, who helps co-produce our show. You know what I'm saying? Gina Views, do you have an immediate slap for this week?
I have an immediate slap, and it's coming straight out of Leimert.
Leimert Park?
Yeah, the Crenshaw District, to be exact.
District.
My girl Ray.
Shout out to Ray.
This song is called This Your Song.
Now, shout out to Ray, too, because not only is Ray a good artist, but a good person.
Absolutely.
And I like her energy every time she's there. It's never entitled. Like, a lot of artists feel very entitled to, because they know you or because they have access to you and stuff like that. And Ray is always really, really cool. Like the homegirl.
Mm-hmm.
That's y'all brand. Like the homegirl.
The homegirl. Yeah, we are all kind of like the homegirls. Your favorite homegirls.
Yeah.
Ray also just dropped an EP.
Okay.
It's called Four Different Rays.
Talk to me.
And it's four songs on there, four different versions of herself. And she's actually doing a little singing. So this is new.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Can she sing, though?
She can sing.
Okay.
She can sing.
I got to check that out.
Yeah.
I know, I like This Your Song, so we're going to get that in the mix. I'm hopping the mix. Let me know anything else that you want us to highlight. Make sure you tag us on it at effectiveimmediately.live. Do not DM me. Anything you want us to see.
DM him.
Anything you want us to see or check out music-wise, tag us. Effective Immediately. It's our page. Also, coming up in the mix, we're going to tell you how you can get flued out to see Chief Keef. Okay, we got this big contest going on. I'm sorry, not a contest. We have a big sweepstakes giveaway going on with SiriusXM. If you want to get flued out to see Chief Keef, keep it locked right here. I'm hopping in the mix. It's DJ Head. Gina Views, Effective Immediately. Right back at you after this.